You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying, featuring conversations on love, sex, and relationships from three sassy ladies. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying.
Good evening. Hey, y'all. It is Friday night. Welcome to Just Saying. You are exactly where you need to be. Did you ever think about the fact that we could be anywhere in the world we choose, but instead, we are here with you. So thank you for tuning in. I'm Diane Valentine. I'm your host tonight. Let me introduce you to two of my favorite girlfriends and my co-host at Just Saying. Next to me is the beautiful, the amazing, our fly girl who just cut her hair again, Mrs. April Daniels. Hey. And next to April is our resident Barbie doll. You love her just as much as we do. Welcome, Miss Jennifer Williams.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hey, ladies. Well, it is Friday night. It is 7 p.m. And I don't know about y'all at home, but I need a cocktail. So what are we drinking?
It's definitely happy hour. Well, April's on a cleanse, so she gets a pass today. She's drinking some nasty, it looks like carrot juice. I don't know. I'm not with that, but Diane and I are definitely going to have cocktails.
Love
it. And so our cocktail tonight is called Kiss My Lips.
Ooh.
Yes.
Which one?
That's a good question. So you can find the recipe on justsayingshow.com.
Okay.
And try it. See how you like it.
Mm. Let's see. It's pretty color.
So right now, you are listening to
yum, yum.
The Swing by Shay Will. How you guys like this music?
I love this segment. We can just introduce new artists, and I can, like, as soon as I leave the show, I'm always, like, on title, like, okay, where's that artist at? Like, Jay, you're missing out.
Yes,
I need him in rotation.
So all you aspiring new artists and rappers, singers, producers, make sure you submit your material to, what is the website? JustSayingLive@gmail.com so we can feature your new music here on Just Saying Show. Yes.
I want to get, I don't know about y'all, but I want to get credit for, like, breaking the hottest new talent.
And I'm just saying. Because, you know.
I'm just saying.
Management team.
Don't you know, be underestimating looking, who I know.
We always looking for a finest fee, okay?
Well, moving on to our next segment of Just Heard. I'm just the gossip queen.
It's fine. You do it so well. It's so beautiful.
Good, right? Well, this week, Kay Michelle is tired of her booty enhancements. Who would have thought? Yes.
Well, wasn't she trying to act like that was her real ass at one point?
I don't know, man. Was she? Do tell. Do you know something about
it? No, I just thought that she... Okay.
I thought she was always, you know, honest about it. And, yeah. So anyway, she sat down with B. Scott, had an interview, and she spoke about how, although she loves her shape, she regrets doing the booty.
That ass is ridiculous.
It is.
I'm sorry. I mean, I like him, Michelle.
And
she's very talented. Yes. It's like, whoa. Like,
but she carries it well,
yes,
I think,
she does.
For it to be
so
enhancement.
Short, too.
Yeah. It's one of the nicer ones out there. But, you know, she said that she's realizing now the place she is in her life, that when she's trying to audition for certain movies or when she's trying to have important business meetings, either someone's looking out behind or she's realizing she's not the fit for the part.
Right.
And so now...
That ass is a distraction. Okay? Like, you can't get past it. Exactly. And I don't know. I've never been one to be into, like, big asses. I think you should have a nice ass. But I'm into wearing couture. And you just can't walk into Dolce & Gabbana and buy a dress with that ass.
Yes. But just... I thought it was, she mentioned about the designer clothes, but what was funny was she was quoted saying that for me and my career right now and me doing business, like really being on the front line in business, I don't need to have a man looking at my ass when I'm trying to talk numbers. I don't need to not be able to get my role. Like, I want to be in Jurassic Park. Let me be in Jurassic Park. I don't need to not be able to run through Jurassic Park because my ass is too heavy before the dinosaurs come to eat me.
Oh,
I need to be able
my
to go.
God.
So I thought that was really funny. I kind of laughed out loud when I read it, but, you know. She's doing well, and, you know, if she feels like it's limiting her to do even more, then it's definitely something, you know, she should consider.
But, you know, there's some truth to fitting in to the industry you want to be in. Not that you need to be a carbon copy of a certain look, but you need to kind of be able to blend in if you want to, you know, a career in entertainment. It's just kind of
Hollywood.
What it is.
Hollywood
it's kind of what
is,
it is.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, about the biggest you could go with an ass in Hollywood is J-Lo. And after that, it's like, you know, thank you for coming.
Yeah. You're fabulous. We'll call you.
Yeah. Like, but when is this booty thing coming around?
Right.
Again? That's when we'll call you.
Yeah. But, you know, I also love K. Michelle's honesty.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, I think she's going to really help some chicks out there.
Definitely.
For her to get on and admit on television that I shouldn't have done this or I don't like this and I'm going to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's what I think. Because it's
I commend her for that.
When
sure.
you're on the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. But when someone actually goes through the process, this is just a whole new level of respect. Yep. And so, you know, kudos to her.
Yeah, good for
but
her.
But moving on to America's favorite person, Serena Williams.
Another ass.
Have you heard what happened to her? So, she posted on her social media about an incident that occurred while she was out dining. And it was the funniest thing. It's a lot, so I'm just going to pick up to where it started to look a little crazy to her. Okay? So, she's in the restaurant. It's this man standing next to her, and she's kind of getting weird vibes. You know how you know something not right, and you're like, let me just be on my P's and Q's. So, anyway, she says that, my phone was sitting in the chair, but I didn't feel right. He was there too long. Is he a customer? I thought. Is he waiting on the bathroom? Nonetheless, I tried to shake this eerie feeling. However, I kept watching him from the corner of my eye. Then, when I least expected, lo and behold, this common petty thief grabbed my phone and swiftly left.
What?
I looked at the chair, then shouted, oh my God, that dude took my phone. Not thinking, I reacted, hence the Superwoman photo. I jumped up, weaved my way in and out of the cozy restaurant, leaping over a chair or two and chased him down.
Oh my God.
He began to run, but I was too fast, I'm sure. Those sprints came in handy. I was upon him in a flash. In the most menacing yet calm, no-nonsense voice I could muster, I kindly asked him if he accidentally took the wrong phone. He stumbled on his words, probably not expecting this to happen, while he was thinking of the right thing to say. And he eventually said, gosh, you know what? I did. It was so confusing in there. I must have grabbed the wrong phone. Meanwhile, my phone was ringing. My superhero sidekick, Quailman, was FaceTiming me, so he could not possibly deny the allegations. I swiftly thanked him and left. Superhero? Maybe. Oh, hell yeah. I've got the speed, the jumps, the power, the body, the seduction, the sex appeal, the strength, the leadership, and yet the calm to weather the storm. Always listen to your superhero inner voice. Always keep your things close. Restaurant, I received a standing ovation. I was proud. I just showed every man in there I can stand up to bullies and other men. It was a win for the ladies. And just because you are a lady, don't be afraid to step up to any challenge and not be a victim but a hero. Super Serena and her sidekick Quailman. Now wait a minute. Lady.
Wait, she put all this on social media?
She did.
God damn.
And listen.
Blow by blow.
Yeah, listen, right? But I don't want the public to get confused because you are not Serena Williams.
Right?
Exactly. Don't be running behind no man chasing him for nothing to get mollywopped upside your head when you catch up with him.
I'm going to tell you this, though. If somebody take my phone.
Oh, where you running to?
I probably will definitely chase you because I got a lot of shit in my phone that I don't need you seeing, okay? And especially if it's unlocked. I absolutely... No, I know. Yeah, I do have a cold. But I'm just saying, I will absolutely chase your ass.
Well, Jennifer you got will my chase phone. You, but she ain't going to catch you. Now, Serena, on the other hand, I don't even know know what dude was thinking.
Look, like, I just love that he picked the wrong one.
The wrong one.
Right?
Like, clearly, he wasn't in his right mind.
Right?
Like, out of all the women, you picked Serena Williams.
No,
you met your match.
He got embarrassed and almost got bitch slapped.
Right.
At the same time.
Exactly. Well, Serena, you know, thank you for representing the women. And yes, we are superheroes. And, you know, you did it well.
Way to stand up to a dude.
Yeah, right?
And she had good instincts to react so quickly.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that I would have known. I might have been like, oh my God, what just happened? You know what I mean?
It would have been like three, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then maybe I should call the police.
Right. And you'd be like, did somebody see that? Or am I tripping? Did he really take my phone?
When I read this, instantly, the first thing I thought about was OJ. Simpson in the airport, that Hertz commercial. Remember, he was running for the plane and jumping over seats. I was like, that was the vision.
I would have been chasing his ass. I'm sorry. I'd have been like, oh no.
I love that story. Love that story. Okay, and I know we need to move on, but can we just briefly just chat about H&M, Balmain for H&M?
Oh my God, the crazy.
All hell broke loose yesterday.
Wait.
No. Did you see the video?
No.
People were like, the doors open, and you would have thought they were like giving away $1 million.
It was like
trampling.
Yes.
It was crazy.
People falling on top of people. Like,
people grabbing like empty, like, just like clothes hangers. Like, it was just like.
Insane.
I was so disappointed because I always support when they have their designer come in. You know, you just, it's not like you don't have nice things in your closet, but you just got to be a part of it, right? But they always do it differently.
Yes.
No one does it the right way, the safe way.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And to stand in line for hours, and then people go in there and they say, 2 pieces per person.
Yes.
Well, Hakeem got 17 pieces, and now he on the front of the curb selling them to people who
No, and now the prices on eBay are like...
It's ridiculous.
Insane.
Like, you might as well just go buy the real thing.
Yeah.
Insane.
Exactly.
I mean,
insane. And let me just say this, ladies. For all of you out there watching, now that all y'all got all the Balmain for H&M, I don't want near a piece of it. I'm good.
Right. I know, because I just feel like, well, it's really H&M anyway, so...
I was good.
Listen, that's
true.
You can't get any of it. You miss it. You dumb it down. You're like, well, it was really H&M. It wasn't authentic. You know?
Yeah, I'm just salty.
I don't want that.
Hater.
This is H&M.
Yeah, I'll just go to the store and get the real thing.
I mean, I'm
hater
just
alert.
Fly to Paris soon and like go to the store.
Meet with Olivier.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. So let's move on and let's talk about when you discover that you are addicted to love.
Oh, God. Love is such a powerful drug.
It is.
And it's like, I feel like you're always chasing that first high.
Yes, you are. You are. And because, you know, tonight we are talking about love and other drugs. So, addicted to love, addicted to drugs, one and the same, we're going to find out. Let's talk about it. So, according to the website cocaine.org.
Jeez.
Okay? Smoking crack leads to an enhanced mood, heightened sexual interest, intensity. You know, smoking crack gets you to the ultimate feeling of euphoria, right? Mm-hmm. And so studies have shown that falling in love gives you that same exact feeling.
Wow.
Right? So smoking crack, falling in love, that initial fall in love, that initial obsession, I'm infatuated, I can't leave him, I gotta have him, he's the finest thing I ever met. That is exactly how a person's brain is when they are smoking crack.
That's some powerful shit right there.
Mm-hmm. So they said that love is the only high, is the highest you will ever get legally.
Okay.
Now, what I want to know, so if it's not intelligent to smoke crack or cocaine.
Crack is whack.
Crack is whack. Then why would you make a binding decision with somebody else? Why would you make a life decision with somebody else when you are in that state? Why?
Wow.
Why?
You mean like in a state of like euphoria?
Yes.
Yes.
Why would you make a life decision at that state of mind? Life decision, i.e., I'm going to get pregnant and have a baby with him because he's the best thing I ever met. Mm-hmm. Two, I'm going to marry him even though we only met less than 30 days ago. I just got a feeling. I just know he's the one.
Right.
Right? So why do we do that?
I don't know.
And what is the urgency?
I think it is because, like I said, love is like a drug, and I think you just always want to try and feel that.
Fix.
Yeah, it's like
you want to stay high.
Yeah,
like, just keep giving it to me. So you just like, okay, like you make these like crazy decisions because you feel like, you know, it's that first hit. You always chasing that first hit,
right?
And so I just think that, you know, you make these decisions when you are in this state of euphoria because you feel like if you're always with this person or you are tied to them in some way, shape, or form, like you're always going to have that hit.
Right. That's a good point. We never want the high to leave.
Right.
So, April, when's the one time you can remember in your life when you made a bad decision because you were in that state of euphoria?
God, I thought he was going to talk about my good decisions. My bad decisions was when I was dating the guy with the short sleeve flip-flops on.
The con artist, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, because it's,
because how I felt was like something I never felt before. Yeah. I thought he was different from everything else. It was fresh. It was new. It just felt right. Yeah. Everything was running smoothly. Mm-hmm. And then bam. I wasn't getting it. So then the Lord was like, come here. And I was like, what are you doing? He was like, do you see the signs, my child? No, but then everything was so obvious. I was like, what the heck? Why ain't nobody trying? But I did have one friend who was trying to tell me, who saw the foolishness. But
you wasn't having it. You wasn't having it.
I had television.
Were you like in love with him?
I thought I was. I know now I wasn't. But at the time, I really thought, like, oh, wow. Yeah. This is wonderful. Oh, he's everything off of my
list. You had that high feeling?
I had that high feeling.
And what's interesting.
I came crashing down. I was like, what the heck?
Listen, they say when it wear off, you hit rock bottom.
But you know, rock bottom.
Sometimes, I've never compared love to drugs. But when you think about it, I can really see the comparisons. Yeah. Because at some point, you are so in love, right? And you're addicted. Mm-hmm. So you know that this isn't good for you. This isn't the situation I should be in.
Right.
But I just can't
the
let
addiction
it go.
Carries you.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
your senses will tell you. You know. But then you be like, all right, after today.
I'm going to get that feeling back. It's coming back. I know it's around the corner.
Right.
I'm going to just pray it back. I'm going to pray for him. He's going to change.
Yeah. I have absolutely been in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every woman has.
And I'm just like, oh, I said I was not going to talk to you, but like, I can't like not answer when you call. And I'm like, why am I in this position again?
Like, and you said this was your favorite position.
I love that men are not like women because, you know, for men, do you think that they are more afraid of commitment or love? And how do you think men differ with that love addiction?
I think men run from the addiction.
Yeah.
So are they more afraid of love or commitment?
I think they're more afraid of love than commitment.
Than commitment.
To me personally.
Okay.
Because love is stronger than the commitment part. Commit, once you find that person and you just say, I'm going to commit, you commit. It's not really something you have to overthink. You know how to treat somebody. You know not what to do. You know what I mean? But that love thing, sometimes that is just it's like somebody putting you in a headlock.
Right.
Like no matter how much you want to go, you're still drawn. It's still that addiction. You're still, you know, it's still something pulling you back. It's harder for men to fight that, I think, than it is the commitment part.
So what do you think,
Jen? Yeah, I think men are definitely afraid of love because I just feel like they put up like this hard shell, but really I think they're afraid to get hurt because women, you know, we get hurt, we're in bad relationships, we're resilient, we bounce back. Men, they carry that shit forever, and like once they are scorned by a woman,
right?
Forget it. Like you gotta work triple overtime.
You be like, I'm still dancing for you,
right? Like. Seriously, like they are so scorned and jaded when they have a bad situation in love.
Wow. See, and I completely disagree with both of you.
Really?
I really do.
So
because
you think it's the commitment?
I think that men can love. I think men can love easily. You know, girl, you know I love you. Girl, you know you're the one.
Not love.
You know I love. In their minds, it is.
You
but
think.
I think commitment.
Really?
Commitment is much harder for men. To say I do, like it's me and you. Gonna try to do this thing called life together? I don't know about that. But you know,
I give you the keys to the Lex. You know,
listen.
With no driving,
you know, if you could commit to hitting it every Friday night, you could commit to a marriage, to a relationship, to something with some substance.
I don't know,
what? I think it's both. I think men are scared of commitment, and I think they're scared of love too. I think it's a combination.
Yeah.
So then, when they get older and they want that, then what is that?
They just want somebody to roll their damn wheelchair.
Right.
Like, please.
They're afraid of being alone. That's exactly what it becomes.
Yeah. Okay. So that's like, why I think men can love so quickly, because they can love you and don't have to be committed, fully committed. I can love you, but that don't mean we need to live in the same house.
See, I don't agree. I feel like they can commit, because really they already commit. And if you, it's a sexual thing with some consistency, there's a commitment
look,
there.
Just because Sean got strung out overnight.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, are you just committing to me, or are you committing to two other bitches?
They could. Okay. It's three of y'all.
All right. So how do you know if you are in love or just in love with being in love?
Oof.
And what does that look like?
I think that you know you're in love when it's consistent. Like, love isn't something you can just say, okay, 30 days in, we know we... It really, you got to go the long haul. You got to put some time in. You got to really be around a person.
Yeah.
Not just when you're looking good, you're smelling good, everything is all wonderful, but when the stuff gets, when the poop hits the fan, like when you really figure it out. And I think that when you go through some experiences with someone and everything remains consistent, whether, you know, good, bad, and different, then you know what's real from fake. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I think you need to go through some shit to know that you're in love.
Yeah.
Because when everything is all like peachy and cream and you're in honeymoon mode, like everything is going to be great.
Right.
But I think you find out someone's real character and how they feel about you when some shit hits the fan and how they handle that situation. Yeah. Like, are they selfless?
Mm-hmm.
Are they loyal?
Right.
Do they talk crazy to you?
Are they patient? I need you to be patient with me when we're going through something. If you talk to me like I'm Jet, we got a problem.
Right, exactly. I think it's bigger than that first hit.
Yeah. And you know, I also believe that love is a choice, right? And I think one of the signs of you know you are in love with someone is when you can wake up in the morning and you think about their needs before you think about your own.
Right.
You know, when you think about how do I either make this person happy or what are his needs today? Then how can I start checking them off my list? Just like I have everything else to do.
I like that.
Good stuff.
Like that. That's some good stuff.
Been around some people in
love
a long time.
He need to wake up and think about how he can make me happy.
Sean, I know you got your list.
You should probably start by going down on her before she gets out of bed.
Oh, Lord. All right, ladies. So let's move on. It is time for a game. So if you're at home, I hope you're ready to play with us.
Yes.
This one is called Truth and a Lie. So celebrity version. All right. So we're going to give you, we're going to give all of us two truths and one lie.
Okay.
About three different celebrities.
Okay.
And so, or someone in the media. And then you have to guess which one is the lie. Okay. So two of them are true. One is a lie. Okay, first one. Rihanna quits the Victoria's Secret show because her friend was replaced by Kendall Jenner. Number two, Lil Wayne's Miami home was raided by police to seize assets due to a private jet company. And three, David Justice denies abusing ex-wife Halle Berry and points the finger at Wesley Snipes. Which one is a lie? That's a good tea.
I know one that's the truth.
Wait, I don't think Rihanna is in the Victoria.
She always participates, but this year she's not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She canceled this week.
Yeah.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's such a bitch. I'm going to say Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne is not true?
It's not true.
How about you, Jet?
No, I know they definitely, they see.
Yeah, but not for the jet company, I don't think. They definitely went in his house, but I don't know if they
And what was it, David Justice?
That's true. He was on Twitter losing his darn mind.
Right, but then I heard he apologized or something.
It doesn't matter.
Did he blame Wesley Snipes?
No, he just put WS in parentheses.
Hello.
What? Oh,
second
my
time.
God.
He
Listen,
made it plain.
Yes.
These damn keyboard dogs.
So which one is false?
Which one?
Oh, God.
Rihanna or Lil Wayne?
I guess I'll go with the little Wayne. I know they went in his house.
Might be Rihanna.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Rihanna.
Okay.
That's your final answer?
Final answer.
All right, April, you are not up on your pop culture. Because Rihanna did not drop out because of Kendall Jenner. That's all rumor.
She's wrong then. I picked Lil Wayne was
No, Rihanna's the false one. She did not drop out because
Kendall Jenner.
Pay attention to instructions.
I can't be acting like the group. All right,
look. Let's move on. I got another one for y'all. Right, okay, three. Okay, 3 points, right? One of them is false. 2 of them is true. So Drake finally announces the release date of his long-anticipated album, Views from the Six. Number 2, Ja Rule is back on the scene with a new MTV reality series called Follow the Rules. Or number 3, Philly boxer Yusuf Mack tells the world he's gay.
Ah, number 1 is not true.
Number 1 is not true. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, number 1.
Oh, okay. I guess y'all keep up with the men in Hollywood. All right. Both of y'all right that time.
Yeah, I love me some Drizzy.
April, what you got?
Okay. So, Katy Perry beats Taylor Swift as 2015's highest paid musician. Chris Brown finally admits to drinking codeine. Rachel Dolezal finally admits to being white. Which one is a lie?
Well, we all know Rachel's white, right?
No, but the admitting part. She finally admitted to it.
Please.
Listen. I'll keep hope alive, Rachel.
Oh, isn't she pregnant? She said she's pregnant or something.
Yeah, she was on the real.
Thinking she gonna have a black baby?
You don't know. She might come out a little sentimental.
I bet you she gonna do whatever she got to do to make sure that baby look mixed.
Listen, don't be trying to cheat.
No, I'm not. What was the other one?
Katy Perry beats Taylor Swift.
No, that's true. That's true because I read that on like CNN or something.
Chris Brown finally admits to drinking codeine.
No, I don't think he would admit that.
Rachel Dolezal finally admits to being white. Now remember, she was, let me shut up.
I'm going to go with Chris Brown because I think Chris got enough problems in Hollywood. He ain't looking for no more.
Exactly.
So he would not admit something like that.
Y'all cheated. Y'all right.
Well, let me.
What you got,
Jen? Over here. Okay, so Blac Chyna and Future confirmed dating rumors.
Okay.
Gabrielle, how do you say her name? Sabidi? Gets her own sex scene on the most recent episode.
Oh, Gabrielle Sidibe.
Sidibe. Okay. Y'all just know who I'm talking about. Precious. Will Smith confirms tour with Jazzy Jeff.
Ooh.
Say the first one again.
Blac Chyna and Future confirm dating rumors.
They confirm dating rumors. That's a lie.
What you think?
Well, I'm going to say that I know Future came out and said he was single.
Right.
So they confirmed, but didn't confirm either way. So I'm going to say it's Will Smith because with all the money he got, why would he want a tour?
Because he loves it. He's passionate about the music.
He could perform, but why would he want a tour? Summer. It ain't like he performing like Beyonce. I mean,
okay, Beyonce, we know.
Well, the lie is Blac Chyna and Future confirmed dating rumors.
See, I knew Blac Chyna didn't confirm. She had the laser place
and
right
Will
now.
Smith will be going on tour.
He's going on tour. Hey. Wow.
Hey, you going to be there.
Wow.
I would definitely be in the front
row. I'm really going to be going to a 50-year-old rap concert.
He's 52, so it don't make
I guess so. Oh, that was fun.
That was cute.
So are you guys heating up with football season?
Yes.
Is that what occupies your Sundays? Season.
Y'all know
that
I'm not.
I'm occupying my Sundays.
I'm not into football like that, but, you know, I will watch football with a little bae or, you know, a little bow thing.
We know, Jen.
But are you guys keeping up with football?
Yes.
And so, you know, we got our little DraftKings going on. Fantasy football. It is fantasy football season. 16 weeks. I don't know what week we are in now, but DraftKings is making a millionaire every week.
Week 7.
Oh, okay. So we are in week 7 of football season. So
already?
They're making a millionaire every week.
Wow.
That's $16 million. I hope you guys are tuning into this. So you got to play fantasy football. Okay. Go to DraftKings.com with promo code GEEK and get your free chance to win. And if you win $1 million next week, y'all already know what's up. We need a finder's fee, okay? Just like a good 10% because we made you a millionaire. So, I mean, I think $100,000 is cool. So make sure you guys go to... Make sure you guys go to DraftKings.com, promo code GEEK, and enter your free chance to be a millionaire next week or maybe the week after.
Yes. So cute. I think I'm going to tell Damon to play.
I'm surprised he doesn't.
I know. Well, he's Damon, such the athlete. He's so frugal, though. Oh, yeah, he's very frugal.
Yeah, you get to, like, pick your players and all that good stuff.
He don't bet on nothing.
Okay.
Well, but it's free,
frugal.
So.
He's frugal.
Give him the promo code. Let him try it for free, you know.
He's like, babe, you could try it.
Right. He ain't got to pay nothing.
Maybe we can come up on that Italian villa.
He gonna have to pay us if he win, though.
Because he heard it here first.
Right. All right, ladies. So let's move on and let's talk about the concept of having one love. Okay? So two flames are also called twin souls, are literally half of our soul. All right. So we each have, you know, everybody says we each have only one twin in the world, right? And generally, after being split, the two go their separate ways, right? Mm-hmm. Incarnating over and over and over again throughout the human experience, right? Before you eventually come back together with your twin or with your soul. So ideally, this happens to both of their lifetimes on the planet. So that they can ascend together. Okay? So you probably haven't had many lifetimes with your twin. So each twin, they say, is a complete soul by itself, right? Not half a soul. It's complete, but it's still half of you. So if their task is to become more whole, balancing their female and their male side, and ideally becoming enlightened before reuniting with their twin. So this reunion of two complete souls, two complete whole beings that are truly half of each other, right? How their lives, their relationships go throughout their lives and is said to be practiced for the other twin as you are living their lives and eventually, which culminates into the ultimate relationship.
I absolutely believe in that. That's totally different from having a soulmate. And I actually was doing some research on this and like reading some articles and I was like, oh my God, like I absolutely believe in it. Like, cause I just feel that perfect person, at least for me, I don't feel like it's like this perfect situation where it's like we meet and we like automatically just like fall in love and everything's like amazing. I feel like there's definitely going to be trials and tribulations for us to get to that happy land.
Okay.
So I know I have a twin soul.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. And what do you think, Mrs.
That's
Daniel?
That black magic.
Oh, Lord.
Listen here, I don't dabble in no spirits.
Pastor April.
That's a little deep for me. I like to believe we have soulmates, but not with all that they talking. Yeah, no. I mean, just like that person that gets you, it's easy. It's just things flow perfectly. It ain't no we split half and go and come back. No, I don't.
But see, I just feel like nothing good is easy. And I feel like you do have to go through certain periods of your life to get to the place that you're supposed to be at.
Absolutely. I agree with you with that. I mean, anything worth having, you have to, you know, go through the trial and the error and the hard work and all of that. So I don't think it just falls in your lap and then it's like, oh, we're perfect for one another. However, I believe the experiences we go through is to shape us and build us so that when that perfect one does come to us, we have a better understanding of it and we can cohabitate together and join together in a more, you know, effective way. Because a lot of the time is people don't know how to mesh together. It's a bunch of this. And so I think the experiences we have gets us to iron out all those kinks so that it's a little more seasoned when we find the right one.
So since you don't believe that necessarily, you know, this theory of having another soul that belongs to you, then do you believe that you can have more than one soulmate?
No.
Why not?
So then you must believe. So then you must believe.
I believe the Lord selected one for you to be with.
No, I'm gonna tell you. This spiritual advisor, who I like adore, she absolutely told me that I have a soulmate and I have a twin soul.
See, I can't.
Okay, well, then let me ask you this. Does a soulmate mean, or a twin soul mean, that they are your spouse? Or they are intended to be your spouse?
No, and she told me these are two separate people.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's intended. Well, I don't know if you'll end up finding that person with your spouse.
Okay.
I think it depends on the individual. Mm-hmm. However, I believe I found mine with my spouse.
I think it's just like you always have like this deep connection, whether it's with your soulmate or your twin soul. I just feel like it's part of the universe. Mm-hmm. It's like bigger than like something we can explain.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I'm like, why am I still fucking with this motherfucker? But I just feel
that's
like
it's not your twin soul mates, none of that.
No, but I feel like there is certain like
because
energy.
It's a connection.
Yeah.
It's just a connection.
But it's not like a sexual connection.
No, I'm not saying the sexual. I'm just saying there's a connection. But if you got a question why you still, that's not your soulmate.
No, but this is what I'm saying. I feel that there's a difference between, yes, a soulmate and a twin soul.
I don't think you would question your twin soul.
No, but that's one of the, when I was reading this article, that is one of the things of the twin soul. It's not a situation where it's like you come together and it's all happy. One person is normally the runner of the twin soul. Like, and you're kind of like going through mm-hmm. life and going through situations, and it's never, it's always like tumultuous. It's never a situation where you guys just like automatically connect.
And if you really believe in this concept of one soulmate, find your soulmate, you marry your soulmate, it is your spouse, then why do people marry so much?
You tell us, Miss Lover of Love.
Miss Valentine. You got the perfect last name.
Bad poop crazy. That's why I'm married so much. Don't nobody feel like doing that multiple times?
You know?
What is that?
You know what? Some people always continue to do it. Some people do it a lot, and they continue to do it because they believe that there is still that soulmate out there waiting
and every
for them.
Person they marry is their soulmate.
In that moment.
And so it's a divorce.
Right.
Exactly.
In that moment.
That's just crazy.
No, that's their high. That's not necessarily
that's not
your
soulmate.
Exactly. Right. I agree.
Mm.
Or is it?
I
that
mean,
they have
or
multiple
like, do you keep
souls?
Trying until you get it right? I don't know.
And is it okay? Do you give yourself permission to make a mistake?
I mean, you can make a mistake, but I think for me, a mistake is once or twice. A learned behavior or habit is repeated. There's a difference. Now, if you getting divorced and getting married, consistent.
Okay.
That's a habit. That's not a mistake. Mm. You're just an idiot if you're making that many mistakes.
Ooh, you cold-blooded.
I'm just saying.
You cold-blooded.
Diane, now let me ask you this.
You cold-blooded.
Let's say you have Tanya, whoever Tanya is.
Right.
She comes to you for her wedding. Mm-hmm. You do it.
Yes.
And it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
She comes again. Doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Now she's on her eighth time getting married coming to you. Now, granted, it's a paycheck
she gonna
to
take
you.
That check.
No, it's a paycheck. But I like to believe Diane's not that shallow of a person that she's just going to keep taking a check.
No.
At some point, you mean to tell me your love
right
radar
at Bank of
won't
America
kick
cash
in and
that
say,
check.
Tanya, maybe you need to spend some time with yourself. Because we done did this a few times, and I'm a little concerned that maybe it's something you're trying to fulfill.
That's not
that
her place.
Not,
no, she's a wedding planner.
Even if it's not your place, are you not going to think that?
No, I think I would absolutely think that. I would definitely wonder, you know, what is somebody doing who's been married 7-8 times, Elizabeth Taylor, just marrying all these random dudes, whatever. But I also think that there is something great and something to be applauded for women who have the courage to say, I thought I got it right and I messed up and I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to leave this life until I find it.
I get that and I respect that totally.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about 10, 13, 15, 18, like, okay, wait. I don't want you to leave this lifetime not getting it right.
Right.
Either. But clearly there's another problem here.
That's, I don't know. All right, let's move on. So look,
I'm telling you, her ass ain't saying shit. She gonna be like, okay, what day would you like to get married?
And she gonna be like, listen.
That's not true.
If you want
that
to
is
get
not
married.
True. I can say there's been
one contract right here, baby.
Listen, there is one client who I told not to get married.
Look, she gonna be like, don't mind consulting him because he ain't gonna be around. Let's just get this done.
I mean, if she insisted, so I helped her spend her hard-earned money now. Now, damn it.
She was going to give it to somebody.
She was going to give it to somebody. Exactly. But I did tell her not to do it. All right. So, look, there is an article on PopSugar.com, and it's a 24 signs to know that you have found your soulmate. So I just want to know, I'm going to tell you guys a couple of them. Let me know, do you agree or disagree? So, April, you can't convey what you're thinking by just looking at each other.
You can't.
You can. You can convey what you're thinking just by looking at each other.
Yes.
Yes. Jennifer.
Well, I could do that with this one right here.
What am I thinking?
Listen, we could be somewhere and I look at Diane's face and I'm like, yeah, I got you.
Not like that.
You mean on a deeper level,
yeah,
right?
Like, yeah,
is this your soulmate? Yeah, your soulmate. Yeah.
No, I know, but I just don't think that's a good example. But
like, okay. Jennifer, they challenge you every single day.
Listen, I don't want to be fighting and arguing every day, but I do appreciate somebody getting me to think outside the box.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's soulmate material.
Okay. April, they know exactly what to do to calm you down when you're mad, to help relieve your stress, or to cheer you up.
I think that's a good mate. It doesn't necessarily mean that's soulmate. Your soulmate.
Okay. Yeah. Jen, you hurt when they hurt. You smile when they smile.
She don't hurt when nobody else hurts.
I do. I'm actually really sensitive.
Like, get yourself together. I'm going to go get a drink.
No, I think that is a soulmate. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's a good sign.
Both of you have us do not agree with PopSugar.com, let me just ask you, what are some other signs that you know you found your soulmate? Mrs. Daniels.
I don't have mine, so y'all better ask her.
You think you found your soul?
Yes.
Okay, let me
what
think.
What are some signs?
Miss Happily Married Ever After.
Well, see, I don't know, because if I share, y'all going to be like, that's not signs, that's just...
Whatever, it doesn't...
Okay, so
it's for
me,
you.
For me, it is, like, certain things that we go through,
mm-hmm.
like, he's my knight in shining armor.
Okay, so he's your protector.
Yes. It completely. Like, I've been in relationships that I thought was like, oh, I'm in love. And I was like, that bastard did not have my back not one time.
The con artist.
All of them. Baby dad. Just like, no.
Yeah.
But he's very good at that. He's very good. Like, he would definitely sacrifice himself however he needed to mm-hmm. to make sure that I was protected. And I think that that's a very selfless act.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
someone
that's willing to, you know, stand on the front line.
Right.
Knowing this is going to be some foolishness, but it doesn't care. It doesn't matter to him because my interest is what's on the front of his mind. So I think that's, you know.
Now, Jen, what about you? Because you do believe in soulmates and you do believe in the twin soul concept. So mm-hmm. what are you looking for? What sign are you looking for to know that you found him?
Oh, Lord. I don't know what sign, because I feel like if I had the sign, then...
You would know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't feel like it's like... I feel like it's going to just, like, knock me over.
Mm.
And I
you don't?
I feel like
it is. Oh, yeah, exactly.
I feel like it's just gonna, and I'll be like, oh, my God, where have you been all my life?
Listen.
But I don't... It's not like I'm looking for a particular sign. I feel like when it happens...
Uh-huh.
You truly will know when I'm.
Yeah, I don't know what that is because I haven't.
But let me ask you, ladies, something, because we started off talking about this euphoria, right? Called love. So wouldn't you say you felt that way every time you met a new boyfriend?
No,
no, hell no.
The first time Sean and I knew, like, beyond knowing each other, liked each other,
uh-huh.
we was, you know, keeping in touch. But the first time we had a for real conversation uh-huh. in person, he stood outside my car for 3 hours and mm-hmm. my car ran and I talked to him the entire time. I was just so into him. He was so into me.
Uh-huh.
When he walked away from me that day, I said, that is my husband. Mm. And it wasn't no trap. It wasn't no, boy, I'm going to get some good and you going to come on with me. It was none of that. Like, I totally took my hands out of
right.
it and allowed whatever was going to happen. But I knew that day that he was different than any man I had ever met. I just knew. And I can't explain.
So was it like love at first sight for you?
Well, no, because I met him at work. And I had this rule, like, when I'm at work, I don't. I'm working. I'm not a hair, do hair, makeup, and sleep with the artists, and that ain't me. So,
but see, I think part of having that experience with Sean is where you were in your life, because you had been through a couple of bad relationships. So right. Once you've been through some bad stuff, you know how to recognize the good stuff. But yeah, I don't think that necessarily means that I met my soulmate.
But I went through bad stuff before Sean.
Right,
and
that's my point.
And the guy before Sean I thought was the one until I got...
See?
No, but listen.
You just said it right. You just said Sean was the first time.
Saying. I thought he was the one until I started seeing things that clearly... But it was never a time that I thought Sean wasn't the one, except for when his parents acted a fool at my wedding. That's the only time.
But you're agreeing with me.
No, I'm not.
I just said the same thing. Is that don't we feel like that initial meeting when we meet somebody and we are just like butterflies in our stomach and it's like, oh my God, he's so fine. I never met nobody fine. Like in that moment, isn't that when we think, you know, could this be the one I'm supposed to spend my life with?
When I met the other people and thought they were the one, I have never met a man and knew that day. He was the one. Like you do stuff, you move through life together, and then you start thinking, oh, he might be the one. You know what I mean? And then you start planning accordingly. It wasn't that. Me and Sean had never even went on a date when he was talking to me for 3 hours outside my car, and I said, that's my husband.
I think I've met people instantly and felt a connection, but to say that they're the one.
Right.
No.
It's different.
I've definitely felt some type of a connection that was bigger than something I could describe.
Mm. Well, basically, I think both y'all are lying. So let's just move on.
What? Wait, what?
I hate it. We ain't going anywhere.
Whoa. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
So do you believe in soulmate and a twin soul, or what do you believe in?
I do believe in that.
Are you married to yours?
You believe in both?
I believe in both.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I believe in both.
Are you married to yours?
I do believe I'm married to my soulmate. I don't know that I'm married to my twin soul. But I do believe I'm married to my soulmate. But I also think that I would have not seen him, recognized him, would have lost him had I met him 20 years earlier. Because when I think back at all the guys that I dated, yeah, that first date, that first couple of days, it's like, wow.
You like him a lot.
He's great.
Exactly.
But what I'm saying is when you're there, hear me out just for a second. When you're there, when you're 20, 25 years old, whatever it is, when you're there in that moment, you think that this is it. Because you haven't lived enough to know that if you just be patient, God right. will reveal to you who that person really is.
Absolutely.
Come on,
and
TD
Jakes. You're trying to answer me as if at 20 you knew that.
Now, no, I'm not trying to. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying. At 20, when I met my son's father,
mm-hmm.
I did not think he was the one from the initial meeting. We were friends first, and over time, we began a relationship. The difference mm-hmm. from there and Sean mm-hmm. is not so much. Yes, you have experience. Fast forward, it's years later.
Yes.
But I was still in my 20s.
Okay.
When I met him, it was something different about him from anybody else.
Okay. And
that
when
I knew... But you trying to say, oh, it's because you've had the experience.
No, but
now
my point
you've
is,
gone through some things. So now, at your 20-something years of age, you're ready to settle down.
All right. But look, when I met Damon.
Now
I'm talking about me. When I met Damon, I did not think he was my soulmate. I did not think
he
was the one. Mm-hmm. I didn't. So I just think that when you have more life experiences, mm-hmm. you know more.
Absolutely.
And you can't go back in time. You know, you can only move forward. So, anyway, I still think these have us lying. So, back to...
I believe in a soulmate and a twin soul. You know better. You do better.
I believe what she believes.
No, I think I actually know who my twin soul is. But that's all
right. All right.
My twin soul, soulmate, ordained by God, baby daddy, husband, boyfriend is LaShawn Daniels. Thank
Lord.
You. She a hater.
She did it a couple of times till she got it right.
Little
Omar.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's move on. Next segment. This one is fun. All right. I'm excited about this one. So we're playing a new game and it's called Happy Ending. So I'm going to start a story and we will go down the line and each of you have to quickly add to it. Hear me. Quickly. You don't need to think a lot about it.
quickly
add to it.
All right. Wait. So how much do we add to it? Does it matter?
How much you want. Okay. All right. All right. And then each person, you just continue the story.
Okay.
And we're going to go through it twice. So it'll be me, you, Jen, back to me, April, and then Jennifer, your responsibility is to give us a happy ending.
I got it.
Right?
Let's say that one more time.
Okay. So we're going to go.
I'm messing with you.
Thank the Lord. All right. So you guys ready?
No.
Ready.
Okay. Once upon a time, I fell in love with A. Quickly.
A.
My soulmate and my twin love. He was the man for me.
Okay.
And we got married, and we bought a magnificent house in Malibu.
And after we moved to Malibu, we had two kids, and then we started looking at property in Italy.
And the reason we looked for property in Italy was because he didn't want me to be friends with Diane Valentine anymore.
Evil ass.
I cannot. However... Diane Valentine was my girl, so of course I would not let her out of my sight, and she was always going to be my girlfriend. And then I decided, you know what? Let's go get massages.
What?
Let's go do a couple's massage, and we could both have a happy ending.
Oh, my Lord!
Boom! Jennifer's mind remains undercover. And for those of you at home that don't know the sexual definition of a happy ending, you need to do your homework and leave us your thoughts in the comments.
Listen, y'all said end with a happy ending, right? You didn't say what kind.
It didn't have to be that happy ending.
All right. We didn't expect anything but that from you guys.
That was fun. That was fun.
That was
Even
cute.
Though April would be my friend about. Nope. All right, ladies. So let's move on. Talk a little bit about Till Death Do Us Part. All right. Now, as we've discussed, marriages in Hollywood don't last very long.
30 days.
They often pretty short. Now, we all remember the famous Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphries wedding. Very expensive. Only lasted 72 days. If you remember, Carmen Electra, Dennis Rodman went to Vegas, got married 9 days later. Yeah, that was a wrap. And this one, I think, goes down in the history books, is when Britney Spears and yes. her childhood sweetheart, Jason Alexander, went to Vegas.
Got what is married. Up with Vegas? People get drunk and then go to the chapel.
Euphoria.
Yes. Euphoria, right? Don't make those decisions.
Yeah. Yep.
So they got married, wow. and 55 hours later, they annulled it.
Yes.
Now, that's
like,
some craziness.
You did what?
That is some craziness.
All that champagne wore off. All them drugs wore off. And it was like, yes. wait, what happened? What did yes. we do? Did I just like, give you half of my
Oh, I can imagine. Because I've seen it. I have seen it.
Oh, we know you've seen it all.
People fall in love very quickly. God bless them. They're entitled to it. But right. in an article, the Huffington Post highlighted 15 Hollywood marriages that lasted over 25 years. Such
That's
as
amazing.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. Okay, Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne, Denzel and Pauletta Washington. So what would you say is one of the reasons that those marriages have lasted so long?
Side pieces.
Side pieces? Jennifer, you crazy.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm not going to say side pieces. I'm going to say that.
Open marriage?
No, when you look at it, they're all around about the same age.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a different caliber of people at that time.
Oh, please. They all been through midlife crisis and had little young bucks on the side.
Well, maybe they did, but I'm just saying, like, the intent is different. I think that's the generations that's like, my mama and daddy was together for forever, so that's what we're going to do.
Right.
Now it's like, well, I just want to be with her long enough to get a couple of thousands for alimony real quick. And, you know, like, it's so...
Well, I know we've talked about this before, but I feel like those marriages has worked because at no point in time have both of them been at the height of their careers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some
only
point
one
in
star
their
in the family.
Relation, it's only room for one star. And yes, Pauletta is incredibly talented, but she gave up her career for her family. We all know Ozzy is incredibly successful, but now Sharon
really
is having her turn.
I actually believe that because I believe it. When you put egos in a mix, I don't care if it's a woman or a man.
Yeah.
It gets real complicated.
Yes, it does. It does.
And I'm gonna always be the star in my relationship. So
what are you saying, Jennifer?
You know, and why do you think 25 years of being married in Hollywood is more like 50 years in dog years?
Because Hollywood, it's just so many variables and bullshit that you have to deal with. And then, like, a lot of times, like, you're on set and you might have this twin soul connection with someone.
Lies.
But it's like, honestly, a lot of times, these people, they spend more time with their co-workers than their actual spouse.
True.
And so you develop some type of, you know, relationship, connection. So I think that's why it's hard to keep. And then you have all the fucking press and all the other bullshit you have to deal with.
Right.
And it's like literally like you could take a picture with someone and then automatically y'all are fucking. So it's just like it's a lot of shit that the other person has to deal with. And if you don't have a tough skin and you guys don't have a strong bond, it's going to break.
And okay, so I've heard stories like this a lot where a lot of people in Hollywood choose to get married for, you know, business reasons, for fame, for fortune, for opportunity. Like, why is that acceptable in Hollywood?
Because everything's a business deal out here.
Listen, everybody's the opportunist, so, yeah, okay? It's all about career in Hollywood and like, okay, does this make good sense? And like, yes, if you get with this person, you'll get this role and these people will be looking at you. Mm-hmm. So it is very like it's business oriented. It's not about love a lot of times.
But okay, let me ask the question. Because you could say it's not about love, but if a woman feels like I haven't found my soulmate, right? Maybe this isn't my twin soul or my soulmate, but this just could be a good move for my life right now. Is something wrong with that?
No, listen, bitch, do you? I'm not mad at you, okay? Because if you haven't found love, but you love your career and that's what you focus on, do you?
April?
I don't knock nobody's hustle.
Yeah, you have it. I'm the... I mean, I just, I don't know.
You got to have something that makes you happy. If you don't have love, have your career.
So let me just hypothetically, and I know you ain't going to go there with me, but just hypothetically, try your best.
Okay.
Just say you had not met Sean. You were at a point in your life where you had not met Sean yet. Right. Do you think you could have been happy entering into a contractual marriage?
No.
Contractual, meaning the contract could be any way you wanted it.
I mean, on the surface, yes.
If the deal is right, where do I sign?
But when
the bank account right, where do I sign?
Yeah.
It's never going to fill that void. How many bags and shoes and houses and property are you going to buy and still be shallow and empty?
I agree, but just think, okay, because I know it's hard. I know it's hard.
This is sweet.
I know it's hard, but look, okay, so you hadn't met Sean yet.
I heard you.
So you don't even
right
know.
There
no,
apple.
Hear me.
I don't
hear
know
me.
What it is.
You don't even know, right? You don't even know
from the apple
how beautiful life could be and how beautiful your life would be because you hadn't met Sean.
Right.
So if you go
just
back pre Sean,
Eve was bad then and she's still bad now. No. Go ahead.
Just could you consider it? Because we don't know what we've never
Why
had.
Why are you asking the nun?
You could consider it, but will it fulfill you is another question.
Mm.
Yeah, okay, take it. Great. Everything. Now I ain't got worry. I ain't got any stress in that area. Yeah. But I'm still empty here. And whether I had it or didn't have it before I met Sean, I still wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
But people fall out of love. Mm-hmm. Would you rather fall out of love and be broke?
Is why people enter into contractual marriages.
Shit.
I mean, it's just something to think about. Like in this land of, you know,
love don't always last a lifetime.
And special effects.
I mean,
you know, how do you
love
find?
Girl. I'm the love girl. I'm gonna pick love over money. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm the love.
I mean, I pick love over money too.
Girl,
but
please.
No. I do. But if I don't have that love,
that's my point.
But how will you find it if you up here bind by agreements?
Listen, I got a time frame, okay? okay?
So, Jen, if that's the case, we live in La La Land, the land of make-believe, of milk and honey, and the land of special effects. So how do you find genuine love? How is it
y'all supposed to be helping me find love?
You call me a nun and act like I'm dated in my conversations. I can't help you find nothing. But Christ. Oh my. You want to follow me to church this Sunday?
Jesus be a fence.
I knew I wanted it for real love before Sean, and I was
but
like...
But no, I here's the thing. I think what she's saying is like, listen, I believe in love. Like, I want to get married. I want to have a family, and I want it to be real, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. But... Yeah, we do live in Hollywood, you know? And it's like, how do you separate, like, what's real, what's fake? Because I feel like everybody just, you meet their representative. Mm-hmm. And it's like, at what point do you reveal, like, your true self? And so, like, for me, it's like, okay, well, how long am I supposed to wait to find this, like, real love? Now, if somebody presents an option to me, that sounds amazing.
Okay, but...
Do I take that? Or I just say, I feel like he's out there, so let me just
wait on him. Wait on him. Why are you going to even...
And give up a deal of a lifetime?
But listen, I feel like it might be the deal, what you consider the deal of a lifetime, but when the Lord blesses you with the right one, it will surpass any other proposition
but
you had.
But you feel like you can't learn to love certain people?
For some money?
No, it doesn't even have to be money. It could be like a good... business move, career-wise.
I guess if you're in that situation, but I don't know. I guess
what do you think? I think that it would be definitely difficult to enter into, you know, a business contractual.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I think it would be difficult. But, see, I just live in the place of never say never because I just feel like that hasn't been my situation. Right? It hasn't presented itself to me. But if it did,
okay,
I don't know.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Our meeting last week, didn't the man tell her? I'd make you a happy woman, whatever you want, if you just let me be. So it was proposition.
Oh, you're talking about the gentleman at the restaurant.
Don't get at me,
he
now,
did. Look, we were meeting, and I met this little short little man.
Look,
bless his heart.
She was with her husband too. Mind you.
And he said, "I got so much money, you will never have to work." Bless his heart. So the problem with that is that he came after I already had my soulmate. So all I'm saying is
he could have been your twin soul.
Could have been. And I miss him. Could have been. But I just think it's so easy to say what we wouldn't do when that's not our situation.
Exactly. But it was your situation. Someone propositioned you.
Yeah, but that was after Damon. That's my point.
But she's saying like a situation like me. Like, I'm not married. I'm single.
Listen,
and if somebody...
Listen,
if I leave out of here...
You gotta pick which one you're going with.
Listen, if I leave out of here and I go to Hotel Bel Air, okay...
and you proposition, you going to take it and run.
I don't know if I'm
going to consider it.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you
for
being honest.
Who
is... I'm saying is just thank you for being honest.
You know what?
Because
you make me cuss you out.
You know why I would consider it too? Because I love companionship.
That's all I'm saying. A lot of people live their whole lives single and never marry.
They do.
For whatever reason. Maybe they were blind. Maybe they missed it. I don't know. But all I know is it's so easy for any of us to say what we would not do until we are in that situation.
Wow.
Well, I agree it's easy to always say what you wouldn't do until you're in it. But I just honestly don't see myself being in a situation where I pick money over love. I'd rather take my chances and see what love brings me.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Whatever.
So let us move on, ladies. All right. So now we are at our segment that is called I'm Just Saying. And I'm Just Saying is basically we want to hear from you. We want you to tweet us. You can email us at justsayinglive@gmail.com. You can tag us on Instagram at justsayingshow_. We want to hear from you. Do you love our show? Do you hate it? Do you have a burning question? Is there a topic you want us to talk about? Whatever it is, just know that we want to hear from you. So we do have a question today, ladies, and this comes from let me live underscore. So she asks, what if the woman in a relationship is the primary breadwinner? Does the dynamic of the traditional household change because of how much money he or she makes?
Listen, y'all already know I'm very traditional, and I believe in traditional roles, and I will not be the breadwinner in my household. I just think it gives you a certain power when you're the breadwinner. And so if I'm at work and I'm bringing all the money in, I'm going to be bossing you around. I just don't, I won't really have respect for my mate as opposed to if he was the one with all the money.
All right. I appreciate your honesty.
April. You know I'm always keep it trail. Okay?
I think we all do. I beg your pardon. I think
if you was bringing in all the money and Sean was sitting home.
First of all, he can't sit home. That's not an option. Because I don't sit home. What we do? You cook it, you clean it. Like, you know, I think it would be difficult for the woman to be the head of the household and, well, you know, bringing in more money and the man is kind of relaxed.
Would you respect him the same?
That's what I was just getting ready to get at. But I think that the more important issue would be the respect, because you going back and forth, busting your butt, doing what you're doing, and then this man who's supposed to be the provider is kind of sitting home reaping the benefits. So I think that it's possible, but I think down the road it would be other problems. Mm.
Interesting. Me personally, it does not matter whatsoever. I think I have, I believe in a traditional marriage. My husband is the head of our house and my family. And when I get home, I got to run and fight shit all day long, including chicks like her. So when I get...
Y'all gonna stop coming
I'm gonna start sitting in the middle, okay?
So when I get home, I don't want to have to be in charge. But I honestly believe that my career is going to retire us. I tell Damon that all the time. And it doesn't matter to me whether I'm making more money. He is still a man, because the money does not make you.
Yeah, period.
Period. So let's move on. We are doing a long show. We need a part two of this one.
No, you're just talking too much. That's all.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I love it.
All right. So ladies, gentlemen out there, do not forget about Jen's bae. Yeah. That's right.
Ain't nobody going to submit because she's sitting there. He's talking about she want contracts, money. And you know, you got to tell him you want to be loved right. You want him to treat you right. Tell him, Jen.
I want all of those things.
Don't say nothing else. Let's just stop right there. Now, go ahead.
Good point, April. Good looking out. Now, if you know of a handsome, eligible, amazing man that would be perfect for Jen.
That is short or broke. Okay.
Don't listen to her. We look it on the inside of the man, not on the outside. I want you to post a picture of him and tag us. Hush. Tag us.
She want to make sure he can sign his signature on the contract.
Y'all are horrible today. Tag us at JustSayingShow_ or use the hashtag Jen's Bae. We want to hear from you because we have got to find this child, man. Y'all know it is lonely in Hollywood.
Yes. Longevity.
Yes. Man. So, ladies, we got to wrap this up. It was a great show. Jennifer, give our viewers one last piece of advice about love, how they can find you.
I'm all for love, and I believe in love. I want love again in my life. However, I am not going to wait a lifetime to get it. So if a good opportunity presents itself to me, I will take it. But I absolutely believe in soulmates and twin souls. And obviously that would be my preference, but I'm just a firm believer in, like, you have to explore all your options. Mm-hmm. So don't, you know, necessarily not explore something because you're waiting for love, because you never know. You could learn to love someone. And make sure you keep up with me on Periscope and Twitter at I Am Jennifer, and on Instagram at JenniferWilliams17.
Thank you, Mrs. Daniel.
Don't listen to nothing she said. Next thing you know, you'd be trisexual, trying everything. Don't do it. Wait on the Lord to tell you when you've got your soulmate, whether you got your Twin Peaks mate or whatever they call them. The Lord is the only one that can tell you that. And trust him with your whole heart. My name is April Daniels. I can be found on I Am April Daniels.
And she will be preaching on Sunday.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pass the plate now. This woman needs a love offering.
Y'all so stupid.
I love it. So, ladies, I do believe that love is one of the most addictive things that you can imagine. And when it is good, when love is good and when it is real, it is the best thing that has truly ever happened to you. But you must be smart. And what I mean by that is there's so many things in life that can't be changed, that you can change. You can alter your body. You can alter your looks. You cannot eradicate time. Take your time, because if it's real love, it's going to be there for the long haul. You can keep up with me across all social media platforms at Diane Valentine. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Good night. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Cheers.
Ain't cheering with y'all.
We don't want you cheering with that carrot juice anyway.
Y'all, he's trying to put me out there for the wolves. I ain't coming next week. Y'all we figure can, out who's going to
here with
y'all.
It's fine that you're the TD Jakes of the group. It's okay. That's a... Dario Christie, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.